Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and good morning, colleagues. The United States had some proposals for intersessional activity related to this issue, and I refer back to our PrepCom Working Paper 9 on an essential agenda, where we indicated that for intersessional work, we could focus on strengthening international capacities for coordination, investigation, and assistance in the event of a suspicious outbreak or a biological weapons attack. It's the intention of my delegation to build on that thought and to be tabling in the next day or so another working paper having to do with intersessional activity in this area. We also are tabling a paper on Article 7 detailing the activities we've done relative to Article 7 during the intersessional process. While I have the floor, I'd like to refer to some proposals we'd like to make for the article-by-article part of our document. The first set of proposals we're going to make relate to action in advance and rapid investigation. The United States believes that in order for assistance to be effective, it needs to be offered as quickly as possible, meaning that states' parties should agree to provide assistance in advance of a Security Council decision, and that strengthening the ability of the international community to rapidly investigate allegations of use will help facilitate rapid response. And in that context, we'll be proposing a new paragraph that comes before paragraph 33 in the final document of the 7th Rev context. And then we're going to be proposing some revisions to paragraph 33 to meet those concerns. In addition, we believe that states' parties should ensure that efforts within the BWC are consistent with and supportive of collaborative effort, including by the World Health Organization, the OIE, and the FAO, to build a coordinated international response to emergencies, and are aligned and integrated with existing international mechanisms for response to human and animal health emergencies, including those that might be deliberate in origin. In this context, we also welcome the paper that was just made reference to by our distinguished colleague from Japan. To follow up this thought, we propose to add language after paragraph 37, but picking up on the last sentence of paragraph 36. And we will be providing all these texts to you, Mr. Chairman. In addition, we think we should also discuss specific measures. And we seek agreement either at the review conference or through post-review conference intersessional work on specific measures to strengthen Article 7, including mapping the Article 7 process from activation to response, including procedures and an effective means of sharing information about assistance capabilities and how to assess them, both within the BWC as well as through other international mechanisms such as the World Health Organization. And to follow up this thought, we're going to propose adding language to paragraph 37 and adding a new paragraph 41. Finally, Mr. Chairman, the United States emphasizes the importance of building national capacities consistent with the international health regulations and the OIE Terrestrial Animal Health Code and the PVS pathway, and promotes capacity building assistance, including through mechanisms such as the GHSA. And to follow up this thought, we propose to draw on elements of old paragraph 36, making two paragraphs out of 38, plus adding a new one. And we will also propose to build on paragraphs 39 and 40 of the 7th Rev context. And we'll be providing you all of this language. Thank you.